Indiana is one of only 7 states that allows people to vote for all the members of a political party with just one mark on their ballot. Indiana Public Broadcasting's Brandon Smith reports on straight ticket voting.
Near the top of the ballot, before voters see individual candidates, they're given a choice. Select one political party and automatically vote for almost all the candidates on the rest of the ballot aligned with that party. That almost is important because there are some races on the ballot that straight ticket voting doesn't apply to. If a race allows voters to select multiple candidates, such as at-large seats on local boards and councils, the straight ticket vote won't work. People will have to choose candidates in those races. Straight ticket voting also doesn't apply to nonpartisan candidates and ballot referendums. This year, that includes school board races, judicial retention questions, and approval of a constitutional amendment. For Indiana Public Broadcasting, I'm Brandon Smith at the State House.